What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Broken Barstool Podcast. This is an episode coming back after a little bit of a hiatus, and I'm just excited to, you know, be back behind the mic. And as always, I'm doing this with my right-hand man, Orlando Venegas.
Welcome back, everybody. I know we've been gone for a good minute, but yeah, I think we're ready to come back into it and...
Start being more regular again.
Yeah, exactly.
And our not so distinguished guest across from us.
Excuse me. distinguished beloved guest. All
right. We love him. We love having him on here. And you guys know him by the name of Iron Will. Welcome back, Will Terry.
Absolutely. I'm here.
Yeah. I'm happy to have you here. Thanks for coming on a short notice.
You call me Omar all the time. I don't like it.
Honestly, sometimes I like to call him Omar. Yeah. Every yeah. time that
thinking
we
thinking about me saying it.
When he wants to get my attention, he does it.
Yeah. Once I've come up with something, like, it just stays that way in my mind. It'll always be there in the back.
Yeah.
Slipping out whenever it's ready.
I know.
So, something that I wanted to bring up before we get too far ahead of this is, we have these new beers that we wanted to talk about real quick.
Yeah, what the hell is this?
This is, dude, so, because we've been trying to do a podcast for so long and we have actually not been able to get around to it, this beer has been sitting in my fridge for I don't even know how long. I bought this with the intention of bringing it on the podcast. And
this isn't from 96, right?
And no, it's not from 96.
This thing is like as old as us.
Yeah. 96. Well, that's the point. So I was shopping and this was the last pack of this beer. So I thought two things. My wife and I have this idea where if you see something on like a store shelf and it's like the last one, it's one of two things. It's being discontinued or it's so popular that it's barely staying on the shelf. Yeah. So this is either going to be really shitty or pretty good. And because Will was so eager and antsy to get started, he's probably more than halfway through his beer.
I've been making my way through it.
Yeah. But his visual reaction seems to be pretty positive.
That's a pretty good beer. I like it.
Hold on, let me take a sip.
Yeah, and by the way,
get it right in the mic for the audience. Just
by the way, it's called Hazy 96 by Illusion, and I honestly, aside from it being the last one on the shelf, the 96
is that a cassette tape?
The cassette tape, yeah.
Oh, dude,
the 96 is what kind of got my attention. It's a
cassette tape. Oh yeah, it is.
It's what got my attention because 96 is the year that Orlando and I were born.
Not Will.
Yeah, not Will because he's a fucking child.
Piece of shit from 98 or 96.
You don't know how old you are.
Apparently not.
No. We had to help you figure out you were 27.
Yeah, not
28. By the way, happy birthday, Will.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday, yeah.
I appreciate it.
But anyway, Orlando, let's try these.
Okay.
Cheers.
Just so you all know... Me and Juan were out last night, and our liver hurts. So,
shut up, liver. You're fine.
Get over it.
No, we had a good time last night. So this isn't actually the podcast that we had intended, but we rallied together, and I think this is still the content and the. The topics that we're going to go over today is still pretty interesting, I think.
we came up with it, like, pretty on the fly.
Yeah.
And I think this is good. I think it'll be fun. It'll be funny. I think we'll have a hoot.
A hoot and a holler.
And then a little holler.
It's a hoot nanny.
A little hoot, a big holler.
Yeah. One hoot.
Yeah. Just one.
Just one hoot.
Actually, I want to ask you. Will, since you're almost done with your first beer, what do you think of this, man?
I think it's pretty good. I think it has a nice hazy taste, a little bit of fruit, a little bit of sweet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just a little bit. I think it's pretty nice.
I haven't read the description yet.
What does it say?
Press play on nostalgia. Hazy 96 pulls at your heartstrings, enveloping your taste buds with a with a vignette.
Vignette.
What the fuck is that? What is
it? Yeah, vignette.
I've heard that before. I actually don't know
vignette?
What that word means.
No, it's vignette.
It's vignette.
It's vignette?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, though.
Vignette essentially means it's like a kind of like zeroing in on something. So, like, everything else is black, but the thing you're looking at is in color kind of sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like a focal point.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, so let me restart this. Press play on the nostalgia. Hazy 96 pulls at your heartstrings, enveloping your taste buds with a vignette of tropical fruit aromas and a dense, juicy haze. It's a movie night 90s style. You bring the popcorn, we'll bring the beer. I like that description. Mm-hmm. And
I don't think it takes me back to 96. Well, not that I remember much of it, but
you don't remember anything of it. You don't remember any of 96. Unless you're some super fucking mega mind baby that remembers coming out of the womb.
Oh, it God. Needs to remind me of the 90s. It needs slap bracelets. It needs, you remember those little gel toys that had like the little stars and everything, and you would squish them.
And yeah, and you could put your finger through it. Yeah,
100%. Need one of those too.
Aren't you usually unconscious when you just come out, right?
I don't know.
When you're birthed,
because no, like, you're awake. You just don't remember. I think you're awake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you cry.
You have to slap them.
Yeah. Technically, you have to cry.
Not. They don't always have to snap. Slap them.
But if you're not,
if you're not like responding,
it's to get your first breath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I believe you are unconscious.
No.
For the longest time, I thought babies were like puppies and they didn't open their eyes for a long time. I used to think that babies were like puppies. You know how puppies don't open their eyes for like the first, like, I don't know how many weeks?
Yeah.
I thought babies were like that. Yeah, I thought babies didn't open their eyes.
No, their eyesight doesn't, even though they open their eyes, it doesn't work for... Like they don't. I don't think they see anything.
I don't know.
It's because obviously their lights have or their eyes haven't adjusted to like the lighting and stuff yet.
Yeah.
But they don't like see in clear focus like we do.
No.
I don't know. I've never asked one.
Hello. Yeah. Tell me what you see.
Yeah, like how?
Inform me.
Yeah, exactly.
He's shaking it.
Come on. Tell me your secrets. Yeah. Reveal to me your truth.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I don't think they see though. Like I think
they see ghosts.
When you're babies, they smell you, and that's how they know who you are. I think they like will smell a person. They'll remember that that's their like parent or I don't remember. It's something like that.
This sounds like a fucking dog.
Well, humans aren't that different from dogs, and they're tiny.
I would disagree with that. But
have you seen a baby and a dog do anything different, like a week out of their birth or whatever, other than their eyes? Apparently,
dogs are mobile.
Sort of. I mean, babies are kind of mobile. They move, not in a coordinated fashion.
Yeah. Well, a newborn baby. Okay, so the mom's not gonna whip her tit out, and then the newborn
baby just starts crawling.
Yeah, starts crawling over. Not like a puppy does.
Okay, you're right.
So can you imagine, though? Just fucking crawling over.
That's something we would do later on.
Yeah. That's something Orlando does now.
Hello? Mom?
Yeah. Anyway, I like this beer, though. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. I like it. It does smell very fruity. I like the smells to it. Very good smell.
It's an enjoyable beer.
Very appealing.
I like it. So,
what would you rate it out of 10?
Out of 10? I think I'd probably give it like a 7.
I'd give it a 6.5.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just don't like hazies that much.
I do like hazies.
I get it.
I think I have a preference for hazies, honestly.
I don't usually like hazies because they usually have like a bit of an aftertaste, and this one has a bit of an aftertaste.
It does have an aftertaste.
And I don't like that.
But I kind of don't mind it.
Yeah.
No.
I will also give it a 7.
It's an enjoyable beer. I think it's tasty.
I think it's good, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't... If I bought it now, I probably wouldn't buy it again. But I would drink it.
I would say it doesn't remind me of the 90s.
No.
But...
Like, never.
But then again, we weren't drinking beer in the 90s.
No, that is very true, but
I bet you it was just.
But mostly... the cover of the can is cool. That's something. It is very cool.
It does have the nostalgia, like in its packaging. Mm-hmm. It does bring me back in the sense of remembering cassettes and stuff like that.
You know, actually,
Blockbuster.
Yeah. Yeah, or in Burley, we had a Hollywood Video.
We had Hollywood Video.
We did have a Blockbuster, but it went under quick.
Yeah,
it was over by King's Supers. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember. King's is not even there either.
Yeah, King. Dude, did you have a King's?
A King's grocery store?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there was one in Caldwell.
Yeah, dude, King's was, that's a throwback. I remember going there at the end of every summer to get those big paper sacks of all of our school supplies. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. They already had it all packaged up and everything, and you just grab one and buy it.
Because the public schools there had, like, every year they print out your school supplies list, right? And it was always like, you know, stupid shit like crayons and colored pencils and two boxes of tissues and, you know, fucking whatever. And
we always had to buy fucking tissues.
Like
government. The government. The government couldn't like afford to give us the tissues.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Trying to keep the tissue industry in like in motion. You know, not trying to lose tissue paper jobs. You'll buy those tissues.
I don't feel like I. Well, at least in the first. Like, I don't know, first through third or fourth. In those 4 years of school, I don't think I used enough tissues to even go through one box.
Yeah,
I doubt it, yeah.
For real. There's no way they go through all those tissues and then they ask for more the next year.
Yeah.
Where are they putting them?
What are they doing on our lunches? When we go to recess, what is going on?
That's what's going on.
I don't think I've ever even seen a kid use a tissue paper. They always go for the immediate, like...
Yeah, the sleeve. Yeah, those sleeve, fucking dude. Snot-nosed little kids.
Fucking
it's local. On their clothes.
I don't use tissues this
or they do if the, I'm the sick fucking. At home. You know, they do the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
I'll use tissues at home, but I don't think I ever use them, like, out and about. It's not like I have a box of them sitting in my car.
No, well, that's different because, like, I have napkins in my...
That's what I have.
In my glove box.
But not tissues.
Yeah.
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 You have, like, 10 leftover McDonald's napkins.
Yeah, it's like, and honestly,
yep.
They come in clutch,
because who's buying, like, tissues? Like, I better keep these in my car.
Oh, you know,
never
actually,
know.
Some fucking nerds.
Actually, I ran out of that. Right now I have those, what is it, those the blue paper, the shop...
Shop towels.
Shop towels.
I have a roll of those too.
Yeah. I have a roll of that in my car right now.
Yeah, those kick ass,
dude.
Yeah,
it's an expensive way to blow your nose, but I mean, regardless.
Yeah,
but they can
in a pinch. Yeah, they perform
multiple tasks.
Yes.
And now a quick word from our sponsors today.
What?
Well, I'm fucking beat.
Why you beat?
Dude, honestly, man, I don't have the same energy levels that I did when I was a young stud.
Well, I mean, dude, you have a full-time job. You have a relationship.
Yeah.
You have other priorities in life.
Yeah, I guess you're right, dude. But honestly, I need to find a way that I just, like, quit slacking on cleaning my gutters. Dude, it's spring. Dude, my yard is a fucking mess.
Dude, you need to stop being a piece of shit and, like, actually do something. I don't do that either. I have a hard time doing it as well. I wish there was somebody we knew who could fucking do something about it.
My cousin Zeke, he is the owner-operator of Clear Cut Property Solutions. And he's got us covered.
What does he do?
Well, I mean, what doesn't he do? He does lawn care. He does concrete cleaning. He does trash cans. He does aerations. He does all kinds of things to make sure that your place, your property is looking clean.
What if I don't need lawn care?
If you don't need lawn care, Well, then I can guarantee you that you need to check out your gutters. That's for damn sure.
Fuck, yeah, that's true.
And you know what you should also be doing? You know what nobody does?
What?
You should be cleaning off your roof. There's so much debris and all kinds of crap that's built up over the years, especially if you have a lot of foliage and trees around your property. Make sure that stuff gets off of your building.
I have 6 trees. That's a lot of leaves.
Yeah, get that stuff taken care of, man. And you know what? Get your concrete clean, man. Your driveway, get them stains cleaned up. Get your concrete looking good.
Don't you want to show just how clean and just how
nice
you keep your property looking?
And you know what? Aside from all that, if you live in a neighborhood with HOA, that's stuff that you have to keep up with anyway.
Stupid HOA.
Yeah. Avoid fees. Avoid HOA complaints. You know what you should do? Just call Clear Cut Property Solutions. If you are in the Minidoka, Kajik County area, hit up Zeke Contreras at 208-650-6085. Honestly, he's going to get it done. He's going to make it look right. Your property is going to be clean, crisp, and you're going to be happy about it for damn sure.
Yeah, definitely. Also, check out his Facebook and his Instagram.
Yeah.
Clear Cut Property Solutions.
Clear Cut Property Solutions on Facebook and Instagram. We love you. Check him out.
And now back to the episode.
Yeah. But how the fuck did we get on this
topic? I have no idea.
No, the 90s. This beer doesn't remind me of this.
We probably don't remember a lot of the 90s, but granted, Idaho is like 5 years behind the times at all times.
Yeah, Idaho just got out of the 90s like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it only just barely left.
Yeah. I feel, dude, I remember the day when we got rid of those big box computers in our computer labs.
Yes.
I remember still using those projectors, the double-sided projectors that's just like 2 magnifying glasses.
Yes.
I remember those days. Do you remember that?
They'd bring out the clear like plastic
things. And yeah,
they'd be writing on it.
Oh, if you have 5 pieces of a 6-piece, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. They teach you fractions and shit using that stuff.
The old computer monitors. Those are the ones you can mess up with magnets if you, like, dragged it across.
Yeah.
Or you could degauss them or everything like that. I remember those. Taking the ISATs on those.
Because, dude, you know what else? When you're poor, and when they would upgrade their lab equipment, they would give away to underprivileged kids. Like, especially once computers became like a mandated thing where you'd like, they expected you to have a computer and they expected you to have internet and shit. I remember the days because we got a computer from the school because we were poor and they're like, you need internet and you have to be able to access these, you know, whatever to do your schooling. So they're like,
here you go.
Have this old ass fucking computer, but it's still a computer. So we took it.
It still works.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when they got those flattish, like black monitors out.
Yeah, they're still like 2 inches thick.
Yeah, they're still 2 inches thick, but they were a lot thinner than the old ones.
Yeah.
Where you could actually like kill a child. Smash a fucker's head with those.
Falls off the counter. Like,
yeah. And for whatever reason, they were never white. They were always that weird eggshell yellow.
We had purple.
I felt
ones.
Like. What?
Purple.
Really?
They were like a weird gray purple. I remember them. We had both colors. I had different ones at different schools.
And I always thought that they were old when we got them.
It's that plastic that's like yellowing. That's what ours looked like.
Yeah. But I think that's how they came.
Just beige-ish.
Yeah, they came in like an eggshell, but not actually white. But I always thought that they were gross because it looked dirty. It looked like it used to be white.
Everything from like that was brown in the 90s and 2000s looked gross.
Yeah.
That was the color people did for like everything.
Yeah. That's true.
What do you think of like an 80s and 90s computer? It's always like beige.
When I think of the 80s and 90s, when I think about like the 90s, early 2000s, I think of baggy pants and corduroy.
Yeah. Flannel shirts.
Yeah.
And not that like, those ever really went out of fashion.
I'm like,
look well, at this. Right no, like you would pop on Roseanne, and that's what they were all wearing.
Flannel.
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 Always.
And the other thing was they would wear flannel shirts, like, and they'd like a short sleeve flannel, and then have
oh, yeah.
long sleeves underneath.
Yeah.
That was always the thing.
I haven't seen that in forever. Somebody actually rocking that style.
Yeah. And remember.
Short sleeve flannel, long sleeve shirts.
And remember having loose shoes?
Oh, yeah.
Where you would have, like, you would lace your shoes in a different way so you didn't have to tie them.
Yes.
And they were always kind of loose.
Mm-hmm.
And the more loose your shoes were, the more badass you were.
Shoes just flopping by.
Dude.
I remember that.
I remember I had my very, very first
Everybody's pair wearing, like, shit kickers, too.
Shit kickers. Yeah, like DC's. Like the big ass.
The big ass shoes.
Were they Osiris or
Element?
Element was a big one.
DC.
I think it was Osiris. There was another one.
I can't remember.
They had those shit kicker skating shoes.
Yeah.
They were like big as fuck.
For no reason.
Yeah. They look like Yoshi's nose.
The thickest shoelace.
Yeah.
Heelys.
Stupid thick. Yeah. Oh, Heelys was a.
That, we were around when Heelys became popular.
Yeah.
And when they died.
I had a pair.
It wasn't that long after.
Dude, now if you have Heelys, you're a bad motherfucker.
That's a cool motherfucker. They still make them, I think.
Yeah.
Do they? I don't
know
if Heely makes them. But
No, they do. I don't know if it's the same company, but yes.
You can still get them.
You can still get them.
Do you guys remember Fat Farm?
What?
Fat Farm.
No.
The shoes with the P on them. Think back. Fat Farm was like what's Rev Run from Run DMC? Remember him? You don't know who Run DMC is?
No.
Anyway, so Fat Farm was a super popular brand back in the day, and their logo was a P. And it had like a crest around it.
Hmm.
Orlando's pulling it up right now.
Is it PH?
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. See, the P with the crest around them.
Oh.
And they were made super popular by Revron and his brother. His brother was the CEO of Fat Farm.
They're like they try to look like Jordans almost.
Kind of like Jordans and. I remember if you had Fat Farms, you were a bad motherfucker. And they were like kind of on the expensive side for like sneakers, and it was like a sneakerhead kind of shoe.
Mm. Okay.
Dude, this is super throwback.
Yeah, this is. All right. Well, enough of throwback. We should probably get into what we actually came together for.
I like that. I like this little fucking tangent that we had.
One last throwback.
Okay.
9/11.
Oh, my God. Would be the person that just uses that as a throwback. I remember it.
Cannot agree with you. That's a throwback.
That is, in fact, a throwback.
That is a historical event.
It's a fact.
Do you remember where you were?
I think during 9/11? I was at home. I think I was in preschool. And they brought me home.
Wasn't it like on a Tuesday or some shit?
I think so.
It had to be because I was at school too.
I remember being at school.
It was a big deal for my family because like my dad was in the National Guard, the Air National Guard, and people like they got like sent to the base and everything because like, people just didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
So like my mom picked me up home from school and like dad was just gone even though he was supposed to be home. So I remember that, but that was about all I remember.
Yeah, I don't remember a whole lot because I think we're like in third grade or some shit, right, Orlando?
Now we're like kindergarten.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
2001. We were only 5 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Numbers and shit.
Numbers.
But
so this is not just me.
I think if I am accurate, I remember like looking at it on the TV that they would always have like on a little pedestal in the corner,
mm-hmm.
and they had it pulled up. And I remember right before that, we were going over like the little cards that they had on like on the wall that was like your behavior. Mm-hmm. It was like green, you're good. Yellow, you're
you know, like good noodle stars.
Yeah, you're like borderlining red. They're like they're, we're gonna talk to your parents. And I remember we were going over that, and then a teacher came in and talked to my teacher. They put on the TV and she started crying, and like they were watching it, and then I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but my teacher's crying.
What the hell is all this?
Yeah. And then I don't remember what happened after that, and I remember going home. Like, my mom picked me up.
It's kind of a weird, like, time that, like, kids that were born after us aren't going to remember that much.
I don't remember that much.
But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, after that. Because, like, I don't know if you remember, like, for years after that, like, that became, like, everybody. That was, like, the character of the nation. Mm-hmm. It became that. Like, you remember running around and seeing yellow ribbons everywhere? Like, on cars, the remember
yeah.
the
yeah.
That shit was everywhere.
That's true.
Always. Yeah. It was just ubiquitous in the country. Support the troops, yellow ribbons, writing to soldiers in school.
Dude. Write
letters to troops deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And the first thing they tell you is you're not allowed to ask them what it's like to kill people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's always some asshole kid is like, so what's it like to fucking smoke tallies?
Yeah, 100%. And these same kids were playing Call of Duty and stuff like that. Yeah, it's just funny.
Project Rudolph.
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember Project Rudolph?
I do remember that one.
Project Rudolph was writing, the same thing, writing letters to troops for Christmas.
That's what Christmas
Yeah.
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 Anyway, we got sucked back into the throwback.
Yeah.
So, actually, Will, you're going to have a lot of opinions over this.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I mean, shit, yeah.
Will's never been called an opinionated person.
I was going to say, Will, you have something to say about everything.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Sometimes.
Oh, no.
I don't know about all the time.
I don't know. Dude, I feel like if we left you alone long enough, you'd argue with yourself.
I do. And I always lose.
Jesus fuck.
But... so we had a different, we had an original plan for a podcast that we were supposed to do the other day, but due to a change of events, it didn't go out as planned. So Orlando made the drive anyway, and we were sitting in the studio and we're just racking our brains as to what we're going to do for an alternative podcast. And honestly, just because we were bored and kind of falling asleep, we're like, what the hell are we going to do? What are we going to do? I mean, you drove all the way up here. Might as well fucking do something, yeah, right?
Let's go do something.
If a podcast happens, then great. But, I mean, otherwise, we're not just going to waste our time. So, we're sitting here. We're thinking about different ideas and whatnot. And then I came up with the idea of going to a comedy club or seeing a comedy show. So I, you know, get on the good old Google machine, and I look up local comedy clubs in the area, right? So mm-hmm. I know there's a few, but not all of them have shows or open mics or whatever. And we find one. The place is called Liquid Lounge. Shout out to the Liquid Lounge.
Next to Solid.
Next to the Solid, yeah. And
Which is next to the Knitting Factory, by the way.
Yes.
Yes.
We went to Liquid Lounge, right? We're expecting to see a comedy show or maybe open mic or something. And that was, up to this point, the only plan that we had for the night. We get there. We walk in. And it's honestly, I would say it's probably shocking to see the environment that we're in. First of all, I mean, shout out to Liquid Lounge. It's actually a pretty cool bar.
Yeah, no, it's actually, like, the aesthetic and everything inside, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, they got, like, arcade games and a couple pool tables, and it's a pretty small, like, bar top, mm-hmm. but, you know, pretty good selection of beers and whatnot. And let me pull up my notes. But,
which I have right here.
But... it became very quickly apparent
that we kind of stick out.
That we stuck out hard.
Like, yeah, we're dressed like this, actually.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we were wearing flannels. And so I look over at Orlando. We ordered a couple beers, right? Or we had a beer. And we're sitting at this table. And
it's in the middle of the whole bar, too.
Yeah. And we're doing the normal thing. Like, when you sit down, you kind of take a look around. You kind of people watch a little bit. And you kind of try to see what the scene is like, what the vibe is like. And we realized we were hands down probably the oldest people there.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's coming from two people that aren't even 30 yet. And we're looking around and we see nothing but men with mustaches, mullets, leather jackets, denim jackets, dangling earrings.
Shirts tucked in
and like high water pants and...
Hipsters.
Exactly. Hipsters. A lot of nose rings, a lot of tattoos and nose rings. And as we're sitting there, I look over at Orlando and he's like, you know, punching stuff on his phone. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he leans over and he's like, I know what we're doing tonight.
Yes.
We are. You look around you, Juan, you're like, oh.
That was, oh. I should have done that.
Damn it, dude. We forgot about that.
Yeah.
Anyways, but I tell Juan, I'm like, we're going to watch people.
Yeah. Basically, it was just observe everything
at a bar. And, like, I guess kind of review it almost.
Yeah. Essentially, it was kind of just going, observing, and giving, like, an overall experience rating kind of thing. And reflecting on what the actual vibe was like, you know?
Exactly. And so, one of the first notes I wrote down, I was the darkest person there.
Hands down. That's literally the first thing that he wrote down. I'm looking at the notes. Liquid. I am the darkest man here. And I remember when he told me that, I verified.
He looked around.
I looked around and it was nothing but young, like fresh, or probably since they're old enough to drink, well, like sophomore, college sophomores.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Assuming they don't have fake IDs.
Yeah. Early 20s, like Jasons and Tanners and fucking Skylers, Tristans. Yeah, there's a lot of the lacrosse team.
Yeah.
And then they're edgy friends with tattoos and
earrings
and those hey, piercings. Let's have a beer, then let's go outside and smoke a Black and Mild. Or clothes.
It is entirely like that. Yeah. There.
Let's listen to music on cassettes on our Walkmans because retro and tape is so much better than electric.
Actually, on a Walkman there?
No, I'm just saying.
That would have been awesome if
I'm saying that's hipster shit, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But speaking of the music, though, it was actually pretty good.
It was, yeah.
They were playing like, mostly like club rap bangers, and then they were playing
a lot of 90s rap.
Yeah, like Tupac and stuff like that.
A lot of Tupac.
Oh, nice. That is a good mix.
So, like, it was really good music selection. It was just really off for the crowd.
Yeah,
for the music they were playing is a lot of, you know, like, Tupac is like, shoot you gang rap, like gangster rap. And then you look around at the people at the bar and you're like, you probably voted against guns. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, I think short of Suds, it's the, and what's the one right next to Pie Hole? Suds, Pie Hole, what's that other bar?
The Mode?
No, not that one.
Karma?
The one on Broadway.
Karma?
The one on Broadway.
Suds Tavern.
Yeah.
Boise State, Suds Tavern,
oh,
the Pie Hole.
Okay.
There's another bar. Short of those
two bars.
I've never actually.
It's like the Bronco Bar or some shit like that.
Yeah, something like that. But short of those two bars, I think it's the closest one to BSU.
No.
You don't think so? What's closer?
Mm-hmm. Don't ask me. I ask you for directions.
Oh, Payette.
Payette, yeah.
Payette. That's not really a bar.
It's a brewery.
Yeah, it doesn't really count. Yeah. Although, if you go there on a Friday, Saturday night, yeah, it's like that too.
Yeah.
Except it's less edgy. It's more just straight up like the same six white girls wearing the same blue bottom, bell bottom jeans.
Yeah.
All looking the same.
Sick.
It'll be the middle of winter and they're still wearing like crop tops the entire time.
Dude, it was so like hipster millennial. There was a kid playing pool in the bar, associating himself with other people and still wearing headphones, like AirPods. He was wearing AirPods. He had an AirPod in.
He fucking did.
I was like, what? Is the music at the bar not good enough?
Yeah, he was still fucking listening to some other shit.
Dude, headphones on. He had headphones.
Or AirPods or whatever?
Yeah, he had one AirPod in.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have something on in the background while there's also music in the background.
And other people around
and people
you.
Talking. There's all kinds of different background noise. So if he has one AirPod in, it's already secondary.
Yeah.
He's not paying enough attention to it. It's not like it's a phone call or something. And so he's adding more background noise to the already existing background noise.
These aren't even millennials then. These are
like Gen Z.
Yeah. Because you're a millennial.
We're millennials.
I'm
not.
I'm the first Gen Z generation, 97.
I know I didn't like you for a reason.
Damn it.
Fucking Will.
Kids these days, these and, old people.
And, but yeah, dude.
Always with the labels.
Yeah. I know, like, it does feel like that, though. Like, now I'm getting to an age, and I think you guys are getting to an age, where it does feel like a real disconnect exists, like, between me and a 21-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, that there is a disconnect now. Like, I am not entirely the same. We went all the way through high school twice over before, or almost twice over before these kids like got into high school, or before they finished.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or before they started.
Dude. We graduated high school 10 years ago.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
We graduated high school 10 years ago.
Yeah. So they would have been, if you had completed high school twice, they would have been a sophomore. That's like how far in the distant past that shit was.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We realized that it's not the same anymore.
It's not the same, dude. We felt so old, man. So old.
Out of place.
Yeah.
Juan's description of it was it's a Weenie Hut Jr.
Yes.
Weenie Hut Jr.
It's definitely a Weenie Hut Jr. It had a badass playlist. I will say the music. Yeah. The music
was good. Sick.
I disagree with a lot of young kids' music nowadays. I listen. I'm set in my ways. I mean, there's MF Doom and Mac Miller posters and stuff.
Yeah, listen to MF Doom. He's still popular.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that as far as like new music goes and new musicians, especially with rap, I think I find a disconnect.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm starting to find 100%. I don't even recognize most of the names.
No.
Yeah. Or they'll like say, oh, you haven't heard of Blah? Like, nope. Yeah. No, I haven't. Who's this? I have no idea. Do you remember Harry Styles?
Harry Styles is old now. I remember when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh my God. This is aging. This is really bad.
Oh, fucking Christ. Anyways, we put a hardness scale.
A hardness scale, yes. So it's kind of like, you know how it's also SpongeBob.
It's
really.
SpongeBob, yeah.
So the salty spittoon, right? Yeah. Need another beer?
I do need a refresh.
Can you grab a beer, please?
Please.
So yeah, we also added a hardness scale. So, it's basically, I mean, simply put, it's do you feel threatened there? Is there a level of hardness?
Threatened.
Is there a level of hardness, like the way you feel going into that bar? Versus going into like a biker dive bar, you know, where like there's active gang members sitting next to you.
People get stabbed.
Yes.
I can't think of a 10 in the
bar. Where they sell drugs.
Yeah, no, we didn't. There was not a 10.
There was no 10.
There was no 10.
What other notes?
I just haven't found it yet.
One other criteria, and Orlando was the one who pointed this out. One thing that is completely underrated but very important to bars and bar scenes, the bathroom.
Yeah, we did a bathroom checks.
Yeah, we did bathroom checks.
Yeah, how was it?
Orlando?
What did I write down?
If I remember correct, this place was pretty nice. I didn't use the bathroom there.
Clean restroom.
Yeah.
Clean restroom.
It was clean.
It's clean. That's nice. That's a good, that's a nice thing to consider when you're like going to a place and you're like, where do we want to go? I'm like, well, I had Taco Bell. Like,
yeah,
we're definitely not going to such place that looks like I'd get a STD from sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, no shit.
Sitting on a dirty needle.
Yeah. I won't mention the name of this bar, but I probably mentioned it on an earlier podcast or maybe just amongst friends or whatever. But I remember going to this one bar, and there was a line for the women's room, and there was no line to the men's room, and I opened the door to the men's room, and there was a woman blatantly taking a shit with the stall door open, and I walked in, I saw that, I turned around, and I fucking left. And then a guy walked in and used the urinal while this lady was hammered taking a shit in the men's room because she couldn't hold it and wait.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Dude, that's yeah, but exactly. You could have closed the door to the fucking stall.
That's true.
That's very true.
Anyway, yeah, so cleanliness in bathrooms at a bar is very...
Oh, funny. Yeah, the hard scale rating we gave it was a 1.
Yeah. It was very, like I said,
Waiting on juniors.
Yeah, there was an air of.
I want to be a badass.
The bouncer was drinking out of a TMNT bottle.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yikes. Straight really? Out of Ninja Turtles, yeah. Dude. There was like an air of I'm offended in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like. Yeah. Don't yell at me too loud or I'll cry.
Yeah.
But anyways, that
sounds like Liquid.
Yeah, that was Liquid.
I only went there once, like 4 years ago, 5 years ago now.
I don't know if we'll ever.
And it felt like that too.
I don't know if we'll.
But I was also young then, so it didn't feel that crazy when I was there.
Yeah.
But 5 years ago, I was 23. I was the target.
You were, yeah. You were.
You
the
were.
I was the target.
You were the target. Yeah, I don't know if we'll ever go back, but yeah. Yeah, it was a...
I mean, there's no reason for me not to go back. I mean, I'm not...
But there's not a reason for me to go back.
I would go back for the comedy.
If it was there.
If they had, like,
an actual comedy
show, then I would go back.
This is where I'd go to watch comedy. If they had it.
Yeah, if they had it. If they had any.
If they had any.
This sounds like a fucking Timmy Turner's dad.
Yeah,
Timmy
that's
Turner's
what I was saying. That's where I'd put my trophy. If I had one.
Oh, shit. Well, anyways, that was Liquid. So we moved on to the next bar.
And this is the point where we decided we needed a little bit more grit, a little more edge.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit more rust.
Than Mini Hut Jr.?
Yeah.
A little more rust and shine.
Or down, I guess.
And good God. We had to go to none other than Mulligan's Pub.
Yeah. That's a very similar place.
Shit. So, we get in there, right? Already, there's another man that is darker than me in there. So,
Step one.
Step one.
I'm not the only one.
Diverse, dude, I will say the stamp on this one is diversity.
Yes.
In every single sense.
All walks of life were in there.
Yeah, Mulligan's, yeah.
There's diverse.
I mean, to be fair, it's mostly young people. But young could be under 30.
Well.
Whereas Liquid's probably under 22.
So at this bar, not to put us in a bad light, but we belonged in this bar more than probably any other bar throughout the night.
Yeah, there because that I think at this bar there was more of
there was more people our age.
I'll say like that
mid to late 20s. Yeah,
I think that diversity is the like stamp that is the main adjective I would use to describe this place. There was diverse, a broad range of
colors,
colors, ages, textures, yes. Smells. There was a lot going on.
Speaking of smell, this was my first note of the place.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, man. I fucking died.
You know, once we did one whole lap around the bar, because the bar's in the middle and it's a circle, right?
Yeah.
So we did one whole lap around it, and I looked at Juan and I'm like, this place smells like expired pussy.
And I've never agreed more. Imagine it, Will. Imagine you've entered the cave.
The cave.
And yeah, I don't know, you check the expiration date. It's past its sell by. It's past its sell by date.
Its sell by is gone. It's been and gone.
Yeah, you catch a twang.
Yeah.
There's definitely something going on.
I can honestly say I've never been to Mulligan's and not been shit-faced before I got there. I've probably been there 5 or 6 times to Mulligan's.
Yeah.
I've always been drunk by the time I got there. Yeah. I don't ever remember smelling anything in that place.
That's probably why we noticed it so... And I don't know why, but when he said that, it connected so, into my kernel fucking something about me...
I opened a new universe for him.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, he's 100% with his description of the smell.
He's like, oh.
Yeah, it straight up dropped a oh. But, dude, I could not describe it any other way that would be any more correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But aside from that, Mulligan's is trash.
You don't like Mulligan's?
Well, no, I do like Mulligan's because I am also trash.
Yeah, I'm all. Yeah.
I'm not saying we don't like it. It's just,
I'm saying
we're not putting our button-up shirts on.
I'm saying we are the garbage in the can that is Mulligan's.
I'm at home.
Yeah.
It's not home base, but
no place else has lottery ticket slot machines.
Oh yeah, yeah. I fucking tried that shit, dude. I lost my dollar right away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that sounds right.
And you're sitting next to, I would say, 22, 23-year-old hipsters next to 30-year-old gothic vampire people.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Next to college seniors in sweatpants.
Yeah.
And you would see all sorts of things with couples there. Like, you saw one fighting. You saw something like, maybe she's not into that. I think that's my turn. It's something else.
Yeah.
It was
like...
You saw all sorts of things there.
From your seat, drinking your cheap beer. Mm-hmm. But there's also good options there. I will say they have good options.
Yeah. Yeah.
Diversity.
Mm-hmm.
But...
it's got a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah. It really is, dude. It's like the fucking melting pot. But
it was the cheapest stop of the night too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Super cheap, which is kind of nice.
Mulligan's is like the comfy pair of sweatpants, but I only wash them once a week. I know it's comfy. It feels really good. I know it's dirty. It's easy.
Yeah, like you should have thrown them out.
I'm gonna feel great.
Yeah. You should have thrown them out, but you keep them around.
They got holes.
Yeah. Dude, that's Mulligan's in a nutshell.
Heritage is like our nice pair of sweatpants.
Yes.
That we do wash frequently.
Yes.
And it doesn't have holes in it.
Heritage is like a well-worn in pair of jeans.
Yes.
It's classy enough to, you know, be out in public, but not extremely formal.
It's not stiff.
It's not formal, but not trashy.
No, it's contoured to me.
Yes, exactly.
Which is somebody who doesn't want to dress up and give a shit, but also doesn't want to, like, get date
raped. A slob, yeah. Don't get date raped.
That's heritage.
There was
another thing I did note there at Mulligan's is you definitely see people
like, I'd say like feel themselves or like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
What are you describing? They feel themselves, yeah, like they're into it, they're vibing kind
exactly,
of thing.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody's putting on airs there. There are no airs to put on.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. No, nobody's afraid to show who they are there.
Yeah, everyone's at their pretty last, authentic.
Yeah.
Everybody there is at their last $20 before payday.
Yeah.
It's like 2 days.
And they just got paid.
They just are about to get paid. They're like, let's spend it all at Mulligan's. Where $20 will go pretty far.
Exactly.
It had an overall, like, I wrote this down too. Mulligans, a diverse age group, but overall sense of repressed trauma and sadness.
Father problems.
Yeah.
That exists in that place.
Yeah.
Parent problems.
Everyone there is happy, but not too happy.
Not happy when they go home.
Yeah.
Moderate does low chance to get Cosby. Did you put that?
Yes, I did. I did put that. Moderate to low chance to get Cosby. It. I mean, it feels like the place where it might happen, but your chances are low.
I saw it happen.
Someone Cosby?
Yeah, like because there was that couple at the bar. And, like, the guy was, like, trying to, like, put his arm around her.
No, Cosby means, like, to roofie. Fucking roofie someone.
Oh,
okay. I was like, dude, if you saw someone roofie someone.
Like, that's an important piece of information. Yeah,
that's something you should bring up, definitely.
Oh, no, never mind. No.
No, you saw, you mentioned to me, you saw a guy push his luck.
Yeah.
You saw someone Urkel. Okay.
What
Steve
is that?
Urkel.
What is that?
You remember Steve Urkel?
Yeah, I know Steve Urkel, but what is it to
awkward.
Urkel? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Awkward.
Yeah. So, moderate to low chance to get Cosby.
Oh, the restroom check. You wanted like, this one.
I don't feel like anybody's getting Cosby at Mulligan's. I don't think it's the right place for that.
I know. That's why I said
the right place is like Cactus.
Moderate to low, which is why I'm saying like there's probably the people that would do it, but they don't.
They have them.
Yeah.
But they're not looking for that tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't the place they go to do that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway, the restroom check on this one. Restroom.
Oh, man.
I've seen cleaner swamps with less piss on everything.
Dude, Mulligan's has the worst restroom.
Dude, this is gross.
Is there even a divider for the urinals?
I don't think so.
I don't think there is. I think it's just like two urinals next to each other.
Well, but like it fucking matters because there's piss on everything. So there might as well not even be urinals. Just fucking piss.
Yeah, but I don't want somebody looking at my dick when they walk in. I don't want to see somebody's dick when I walk in. Because it's you walk in and it's just front right.
You're exactly.
Right there.
Everyone's walking in cross-eyed.
That's true.
There's also side holes. Liners. Where the divider should be, too.
Yes.
Yes, like the dividers were knocked down.
Yeah, like they were there.
Yeah, they probably...
Honestly, somebody Urkel that got mad.
No, honestly, they probably were there, but the piss rusted through the bolts. And it fell off eventually.
This has a lot of salt in it.
It rusted, dude. Especially if they're drinking there.
Yeah, probably.
Dude, there's piss on everything. Everything.
Yeah.
Hands down, I believe it's a place where people have pissed in their sinks.
Yes, I believe that.
Oh, something else
probably
I wrote down.
Probably regularly.
Yes.
Something else I wrote down. An American called me mate there.
Yes.
Mate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. Like, why would they do that?
Like, full on, like, American, you know, about our height, white guy.
Hipster looking guy.
Yeah.
What's up, mate?
Yeah.
He's like... He's like, yeah, I'm just going to grab my jacket real quick, man. Orlando hands it to him. He's like, all right, thanks, mate. I'm like, okay.
What? Okay.
All right. Fucking, you just wanted to add a little flair to that?
Just want to make it a little interesting.
Yeah, like.
I'm spicing up my life. I'm going to throw a mate in there.
Yeah, like, hey, I'm aware of the lingo in other places.
I've heard of it on Steve Irwin.
Yeah, no shit. Fucking, yeah. An American dude called Orlando mate. And the music was very diverse. This is a place where Orlando and I actually got
to the jukebox. That's right. Yeah, we played something.
So there's this.
Oh, they have a jukebox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Music control or whatever they call it.
A modern jukebox.
Yeah, the modern jukebox.
But there's this bit from the comedian. So Shane Gillis would do this thing where he would go to like Applebee's or something, where they also have like a jukebox thing. And you know the song Dragula by Rob Zombie? Yeah, that song.
Don't know the words, dude. Yeah. Never did.
And son of my Dragula. Yeah, that song. Yeah, anyway. So Shane Gillis had this bit where he was at Applebee's. And he put like $50 in the jukebox and just repeat played Dragula until like the first time they played, they're like, oh, sweet, they're playing Dragula. That's kind of cool.
Rob Zombie.
I was like, well, that's kind of crazy for an Applebee's. And then it's like after the fourth Rob Zombie, everyone's like, who the fuck is playing Dragula? Yeah. So Orlando and I went to the jukebox and we put money in there and we queued up Dragula. But it was a place where it might have been well received, honestly.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once. Twice, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, it was like we had 2 credits and we just spent it on Dragula.
Yeah. Dragula, twice.
Yeah. I don't know if it played twice. It's probably once. I don't know, but we spent both of our credits on Dragula. So.
Good choice.
So if you were at Mulligan's after we left and there was back-to-back Dragulas, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
But overall, what was our overall hardness, Orlando?
I think we did a 6.5.
6.5, yeah.
I feel like that's pretty tall for Mulligan's. I feel like Mulligan's is a 4.
You think so?
It's all set 30s. Nobody's wearing cowboy boots and shit kicker type shoes. These are all like the kids who didn't have enough money to drink it liquid.
Mm.
And the 30-year-olds who didn't have money to drink it liquid 10 years ago and then just kept coming back.
Yeah. I could be swayed to change that number, but
I feel like I'm more likely to get in a fight at Mulligan's than any other place in Boise.
With who? Some scrawny 21-year-old?
I don't know, but fuck.
No, there was, like I said, there was a
to Post Malone on repeat.
There was a diverse crowd there.
Yeah, there was a lot of people our age, too, so.
I guess.
There was, like, you look at the crowd, and you look at, like, oh, yeah, like, there's a kid, and then you look, there's a domestic dispute, and then, you look, and you see, like, the overzealous, like, fucking guy who's pumped up and over aggro.
Yeah. When I think of a place I'm getting in a fight in, what's the one next to Whiskey Barrel or the Whiskey Bar?
Ooh, Frontier?
No.
You're talking downtown Meridian?
No, downtown Boise.
Next to the Whiskey Bar? Cactus?
No, not Cactus. It's the other direction. It's like the Aspen or something. Not Juniper. Willow, Pine. I don't know. Something like that. It's the one for your bachelor party.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know the name of that place.
Whatever that place is.
Might have been the first time I've ever been to that bar.
Wow. Dragon would know the name of it.
Yeah. It was kind of like a sports bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think of.
Oh, okay, now I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we
went. Frontier, that's a 10.
Hardness?
Yeah.
That's a fist fight waiting to happen.
Yeah, it's a fist fight.
There was a fist fight the last time we were there.
Mm-hmm. It's like people got bounced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I would be swayed on Mulligan's. I'd be willing to remove my 6.5 and lower it.
I put a 4.5. That's where I'd put that bar.
To be fair. I've never seen a fight at Mulligan's in the amount of times I've been there.
Don't worry, Juan. If you get in a fight at Mulligan's, you're probably winning.
Well, probably I'm not saying me get in a fight. I'm saying never seen a fight at Mulligan's. And Will, this next one?
Yeah.
This next one is specifically for you.
Yeah? Which one?
Can you guess?
Is it a bar still?
Yes.
Is it in downtown Boise?
Yes.
Is it the Neuralux?
Yes.
The Neuralux is an interesting bar.
The Neuralux.
It's a very weird place.
I spelled that wrong. Anyways.
Is disgusting.
You think so?
I did not fancy this bar. I felt immediately... Orlando's first... Okay, so I felt immediately uncomfortable. Orlando's first note. Fuck this place. I didn't get to play pool. That was his biggest thing. We got in there, and he went straight to the restroom. You know where the restroom's at, and there's, like, one pool table?
Yeah.
Right next to it.
Yeah, and Orlando's like, hey, let's play pool. And as we're walking in, there's, like, a couple walking
directly in front of us. Yeah, like, a couple steps in front of us.
And they take the pool table right before.
Literally, that's literally what I did, dude. I was like, fuck.
And it was like, let's fucking leave.
Listen, I liked the Neuralux because it's chill. The seats are comfy. The drinks are cheap. That is probably the most comfy bar in all of Boise.
Honestly,
they have the nice overstuffed leather couches and everything.
Yeah.
Like, you sit in one of those, man, you just sink into
it. Yeah, but they look like they haven't been cleaned in years.
So what? You're drunk anyway. Who cares? Yeah,
true.
And they sell...
You fucking licking your finger and like, it's too much. There's too much cum on this seat.
Well, there's that and fucking cigarettes. They sell cigarettes at the bar.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Probably also one of the only places in Boise that does that.
Dude. What did I...
Inside is giving me fucking emphysema.
That was the note.
I like the Neuralux for a few different reasons. One, it's nostalgia. Yeah. That's the, like... That was my mom's bar. That was the one we always would go to. Yeah. Like, so there's a nostalgia factor. But it also, it's comfy. The drinks are cheap. And you get very interesting people that walk through those doors.
Damn, we like to say the least. How are you doing on your beer? Do you want another one?
I already had another one. I'm still working on this one.
Okay.
Damn, we bagged on this fucking bar.
Yeah. Dude, to be fair, there's a lot to bag on at this bar.
My next note is too many mirrors. I don't want to see the sadness in me.
There's a mirror that runs the entire wall.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Too many mirrors.
To be fair, that place also does live music. If you ever catch one of those, it's actually really good.
We were there and there was a DJ playing.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know about a DJ. There's like live bands that will do shows there, and it's pretty good, actually. It's pretty nice.
I'd have to take your word for it.
I think the dance floor is mostly like a bunch of white girls too.
Yeah, that and gay men.
Yep. Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's a weird walks of life that walk into the Neuralux. The first ever crossdresser I ever saw in my life was at the Neuralux.
Really?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Yeah,
I am not.
It's
surprised.
Not for the Neuralux. That's not crazy.
The music was super old, but like the kind you would expect at a gay bar.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. It's like 70s disco, but also the disco that you would expect to play like at a drag show.
I've seen the Neuralux ever since I was a kid, and it has always been the same for like probably 20 years. I've never seen that place change. I doubt the jukebox has even had anything added to it. It's probably exactly the same as it was back then.
Yeah, and the jukebox is cassettes.
Yes, it is not it's not records. It's not cassette. Digital. It's cassettes.
Yep.
Because that's what it probably was 30 years ago.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
It is pretty neat. It's kind of cool to watch it like do its whole thing to like set it up to.
Yeah. When we were sitting there, Orlando went to the restroom and I went and ordered drinks.
Oh yeah, I did a bathroom check. Yep.
And I realized that the bouncer was also the bartender and also kind of like a waiter or waitress, depending on how he identifies.
Yes.
Because.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Not to offend anybody.
Yeah, he was like a 6'2", pretty stout statured man with a shirt that said, "I love hot dads." And then he would run, after checking your ID, he would run to the bar and make your cocktail or whatever you're drinking, right? Pour your beer, whatever.
Yeah.
And then wipe tables down and go back to the front to sit. And between that and his smoke breaks, this man was nonstop.
Damn.
Was he like a darker skinned dude?
No, he's a white guy.
Nah, never mind. That's a different guy.
Tall white guy with a beard.
Nah, I don't remember him.
That guy was fucking moving.
Moving and grooving.
Yeah, they hire more people there.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do. They probably do. I don't know. If you go on weekdays, though, there's nobody in there. It's like a ghost town in that place.
Well, we went there one time during the weekday, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, yeah, it was empty as hell.
Yeah.
But another thing I wrote down, the mirror has advantages. I don't know. I think I was just looking at something through the mirror so I didn't have to look directly at them or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's that. Like... All the other bars suck because they're not comfortable. That's what I don't like. I want to be comfortable when I sit down.
You know,
Heritage, uncomfortable. It's a comfortable bar to chill in, but it's the seats suck.
Yeah, depending on where you get
Mulligans, the seats suck.
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Juniper, the seats suck.
The by far the worst place I thought was Gem State Brewing.
Yes.
Because they had the weird little skinny, like, aluminum bar stool.
They're the one you think of when you think of a metal chair.
Yeah, and they they're like, they don't fit your ass if you're any bigger than, like, 150 pounds.
Yeah, it's 100%. Meanwhile, at the Lux, you just sit, you could spread your arms out.
And smoke.
Nice, yeah, on this fat leather couch.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Goddamn, and I just got over a lung infection, and this fucking bar is just, like, filled. It's like they pumped the smoke in.
Yeah, it smells like cigarettes in there. It smells like a cigarette bar.
I remember when you texted me, you're like, hey, just so you know, I did not have the vid, but I have a lung infection now. He texted me that.
That's what, I imagine that bar is what most bars were like in Boise in the 90s.
Yeah,
I can see that. That's what they were like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one just failed to change.
It just didn't change. Yeah. It's always the same. Same cassette player. Doesn't change.
Yeah.
The couches probably don't change.
Or cleaned.
Don't worry about it.
The bathroom was all right.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah.
It's only one toilet and a urinal, but that's all you need.
There's two urinals.
Oh, is there two? Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah, Other than that,
why'd you guys go to the Neuralux?
We wanted to add more edge.
It's an edgy bar.
It is.
There's a lot of edge in that bar.
We gave it a hardness scale rating of 3.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel very threatened.
No.
A large portion of that was due to the high gay population in that bar. If anything, I felt overly welcomed.
Too welcome.
Yeah.
Look at this bear cub.
Yeah. God damn.
with daddy.
Jesus, Will.
What?
Relax, dog.
Yeah. Orlando, I want you to describe the next one because this one I felt was your go-to. You're solid. This one was
the next bar?
Yeah, this next bar, I feel, was the one that you vibed with the most.
I thought it was pretty cool. We went to Karma next.
The one above Pi-hole.
The one above Pi-hole.
Oh, I've never been.
Really? You've never been there?
Never been to Karma.
It was cool because it's... I mean, I've been to it before the renovations, and it was like, eh. It was all right.
But now that
they've renovated it like twice over.
Have they?
And it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
They have, they basically like they opened up the whole area. And it's like they got pool tables and an arcade games and all kinds of shit. And they have multiple bar tops. Mm-hmm. And they're fairly large bar tops too.
They got like waitresses, I guess, in there too.
Yeah.
That are bringing people drinks that are sitting down and everything. So. That was super cool.
That does sound nice.
Yeah. There's a fucking stripper pole in there.
Yeah.
But no stripper?
Well, the people on the pole were the patrons.
Oh.
Yeah, so honestly, everybody. Mm-hmm. There was men, there was women, there was all kinds of people that were jumping on there.
Stripping the pole.
Stripping the pole. And it was kind of cool because out of all the places, I think this one had the best music as far as the genre goes. Mm. Like, I'm not saying this is the only genre of music that I like, but the genre that they played good music in that genre.
Yeah.
It was EDM.
It was a lot of EDM.
A lot of EDM.
But it was, like, good. Like, the DJ was good. They played a lot of badass remixes, and they had, like, visual effects and all kinds of stuff and lighting that was pretty on top of it, too. Mm-hmm. And they have, like, these cool, like, screens that are on, like, opposite-facing walls, but it made it look like an aquarium. So it's, like, these large, like, a whole wall was, like half up with screens. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, an aquarium scene, and, like, the colors changed with the lighting for the music and all kinds of shit. It was badass.
That is cool.
There was a huge fish theme there for some reason.
Yeah.
Aquatic theme.
Yeah, that was very, very aquatic. But I wasn't I wasn't drawn away from it.
No, it was good, but it's just, you know, hey, like, out of all the things that they did an aquatic thing with this.
Light of blue.
Yeah. It's like, why did I feel relaxed, but also I
can't swim. There's a massive fish tank.
Yeah. Strangely attracted to mermaids.
But yeah, it was cool, man. Service, I mean, again, we were there on a Friday night, so it wasn't packed, but I assume with the amount of counter space being fully staffed, I wouldn't imagine your wait time would be too crazy. Mm-mm. But, yeah.
I'll have to go there. I've never been. I've always heard things about it, but I've just never
been. Yeah, because usually when we're down in that area, we're at Pie Hole.
Yes.
And when we're at Pie Hole.
Post-drink. Yeah. We're already drunk.
Yeah.
It's usually already last call already happened. Pie Hole,
yeah. Where it's usually the end of the night.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember going to Karma in the past, and that place was a fucking dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Like, it was bad. So, when I was going to go do this bathroom check, I was like, oh, my God, dude. I'm about to lose a shoe to the ground. That's how sticky it is in there. That's like my last memory of it, dude. And I go in there, dude. They've renovated the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Super clean.
Nice and clean.
I walk in there. Like, they have actual physical pieces of the wall dividing all the urinals and everything. Oh. Yeah. So, like, it's really nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because I remember it used to just be, like, bare wood.
Exactly. Yep.
And it was, like, piss-stained, like, piss-soaked bare wood.
And then
wood doesn't belong in a bathroom.
Yeah.
Not for anything that has anything anywhere to do with piss.
Or liquids in general.
It does anything like that. Yeah. Yeah.
But
I just don't know why they do it.
Yeah. It's just like a splinter absorbing your urine.
It just always keeps the smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It always keeps the smell. And then, like I said before, I was like, fuck, I'm going to lose a shoe in here because that's how sticky the ground is. Yeah. It was perfect, dude. There's nothing. I was like, dude, it smells like a fucking watermelon in here. And then the guy next to me in the urinal, he's like, yeah, it does.
And by the way, that was just Orlando speaking out loud.
Yeah.
Because I was not in the restroom.
Like a watermelon.
Yeah. I didn't go with him to the restroom. He didn't
hold hands and go in together? Yeah,
not this time. Wow. But he was just speaking out loud. I thought it was pretty funny. He told me that later. But overall, and I think the demographic that this bar attracted was, it was young people, right? But not like, I wouldn't say like children. Honestly, probably like right around our age. Like,
well, I mean, I don't think children can go in there. But.
Well, yeah, I know, but what I mean is like.
That's something I would say.
It's like liquid.
That's how I'd correct you right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, because you're a fucking asshole.
He said it.
I know, but you were thinking it.
he was waiting to get in.
Yeah, if Orlando wasn't the one to say it, then it would have been you.
I'd have thought about it.
No, and thought about it. You were thinking about it.
I was about to verbalize.
But yeah.
They don't let in kids. Fucking stupid.
Yeah, you fucking idiot. Dumbass.
Fucking hell.
Anyway, fuck you. I'm not telling you anymore.
You're done with it.
Oh yeah, and they had a 7 minutes in heaven.
Oh yeah.
They had, you know, 7 minutes in heaven, right?
The closet?
Yeah.
They have one there.
They have like an area with like a big neon sign where he could go to this spot and like mac down.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they have one in
there.
That's
interesting.
Yeah, it's like...
I've never seen a bar that did that.
It's like
yeah, neither have I. That's interesting.
It's like a curtain, you know, in the circular motion, right? So you can close it all the way around you.
And do icky things.
And do icky things. It's a cootie spot if I ever saw one.
We gave it a hardness scale of 4?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a 2.
I think it could vary. When places like that, and usually...
You rate a Mulligan's a 6?
Yeah.
And you're rating this place a 4?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'd drop it down.
Mulligan's or Karma? Both?
Probably both.
Yeah.
I'd probably drop down Mulligan's to a 4 and then Karma to like a 1.5.
Yeah.
I think the only potential for violence at this bar is...
if you fall down the stairs.
No, I want my 7 minutes to heaven.
There's drunk patrons.
Yeah.
Any place that has a punching machine, egos. That's egos and alcohol.
Well, and then there's like 2 flights of stairs you have to go up to.
Yes. Mm. And they have a dress code.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No tank tops. Dress
code? Oh.
Yeah, when you walk in, they have this sign that said, like, no tank tops, no... Whatever. They had like 4 or 5 different things they told you not to wear.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Too slutty.
Okay, no tank tops, but you can literally wear pasties and fishnets.
Wait, can you? Well, fishnets are slutty, but tank tops showing a lot more than fishnets.
Okay, so you're wearing like a full...
Don't look
long
at me like
sleeve.
I make the rule. I don't make the rule.
I'm okay, so say...
No, I'm just arguing with your logic here.
Say
that's
you're
it.
Wearing a long sleeve fishnet
okay.
with pasties over your nipples.
Right.
Or a
Wait,
tank
was
top.
That allowed in there?
It didn't say it wasn't.
But you can't wear a tank top.
But you can't wear a tank top.
Maybe they're just trashy. Maybe that's the difference. It's 2 Britney Spears, 2005.
It's a good time.
I didn't say it wasn't, but like, I don't know. Tank tops are a little trailer trash sometimes. They can look nice, but sometimes they can be trailer trash.
Okay, so is it male tank tops or female tank tops?
I don't know. What did it say?
I didn't.
It just said no tank tops.
No tank tops in general.
Mm. Mm. Maybe it's just this owner's like personal preference.
He just doesn't like them. That's fair.
I don't like her. I don't like seeing the women or men in tank tops.
No, none of them. I'm done with Britney Spears.
You see, what is this, a trailer park?
Fucking blue jean skirt, fucking tank top wearing. Tank top wearing ass.
But yeah, no, it's weird that this place, out of all places, has a dress code.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Of one item.
Well, no, there was more. There
was oh,
more
was there?
Few, yeah. But we don't. I don't remember them.
Oh, next time take a picture.
Mm-hmm. We should have.
Yeah. I'd like to see what was on there, including tank tops.
Yeah.
That is a weird one, though. I wouldn't have thought of that. That's like number one on the list.
Why even put a dress code?
I feel like that's what I would do, though, if I was like a business owner or whatever. Just make weird arbitrary rules for my bar, just because I can, just to make it fun.
You know, speaking of that.
No standing on your left leg.
There was a moment, and we were walking across... The street, and me and Juan looked down at this building, and there's a bar because like it kind of goes down, and there's a bar.
And the
down
sign
there.
Literally just says bar.
Yeah, it just says bar.
Bar.
Uh huh. And we were like, should we go in?
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, let's go see. We get closer, right? The waitresses are all wearing like long black dresses. There's a guy in there in a suit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, huh?
Not your bar.
No.
Not, yeah.
Yeah. Not our bar. Do you accept Carhartt jackets as a suit?
Yeah. They're probably in there talking about stocks. Like, well, I like to be more bullish.
I invest in the S&P 500.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was a bar that closed at 11.
Yeah.
I put a new seat on my motorcycle. I don't belong here.
The windshield of my Focus is cracked.
Custom windshield. Yeah.
But yeah, definitely didn't fit in that place. So we like walked down, Orlando Googled it, And it was closing in like 15 minutes anyway. Wow. So we're like, well, it's not our crowd. I'm already intimidated. Let's just leave.
I can't do it.
We punked ourselves out of
yeah.
that. Oh, dude. That was funny.
Next place we went to.
Is it the last one? Or second to last?
The second to last. Is Humpin' Hannah's.
Oh, yeah. We went there.
Humpin' Hannah's.
And there's something I genuinely place. Like about Humpin' Hannah's.
I feel like it's a staple of downtown now.
I think so.
It's got character.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And unlike every other place, it has a weird geography.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you can go up and down and over, like, yeah. through, and it's a bizarre place.
Yeah, the stairs don't make sense where they're at. It's just...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's weird. It's like you're walking into Willy Wonka, but Willy Wonka was made by 21-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's like, so it's like definitely they sell sex 1,000% in that place.
Yes.
There's just bras and panties hanging from all their obscure decor that's hanging on the walls and ceilings.
Chandeliers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, chandeliers of just like bras and underwear. And then like a random motorcycle. And it's kind of decorated pretty cool. In my opinion, but I mean, aside from all like all the underwear and shit.
Yes.
But
women's underwear.
Yeah.
And discriminatory. How do you know it's not mine up there?
Yeah.
It could be men's if you wear it.
Okay, a feminine looking okay, underwear. Yeah.
Feminine underwear. And
you don't shop at Victoria's Secret, bro. Come
no,
on.
No, I don't.
So Hannah.
It's expensive.
Hannah the owner. Hannah the owner is always. It seems like she's always there.
Always singing.
She's always
performing. Oh, is that who the owner
that's,
is?
That's yeah, the owner. That's the owner.
Oh, I didn't know that at all.
Yeah,
you didn't know that?
She sings pretty good, though.
She, yeah, for yeah. an older woman with fake tits.
She sings fantastic.
Yeah. Who smokes like a chimney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She she sings fairly well. And she's got a good variety of music. Yeah, too. She's got some musical taste.
The fact that she memorizes that many like lyrics to yeah. like perform, yeah, it's kind of impressive.
And I was drunk last time we were there, so I don't remember the music, but I remember singing the lyrics to all the music this year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it
yeah.
was good enough if I know the lyrics.
Yeah, I remember when we were there.
Oh, that's the criteria. If you know the lyrics,
for me,
it's good
yeah,
music.
100%. You know the lyrics to Linkin Park's best songs.
Yeah,
because they're good music.
They had like Coldplay and
Well, when we went there to play Mr. Brightside, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good song.
Yeah, and
the lyrics to that song.
I need more than you bargained for, yeah. Mm-hmm. And
Lady Gaga, she's singing some Lady Gaga stuff.
Yeah,
still pretty good music.
Green Day, she started Green playing Day. Some Green Day.
Very good music.
And her. Her niche weird thing that she does is she throws like sex toys out into the audience.
Mostly dildos.
Yeah, it's dildos and vibrators. And Orlando and I were lucky enough to look over while she threw a literal like rubber fist. Like it was doing this weird fucking like finger hold together thing. Yeah. And it was like a real, the size of a real, like, forearm. Adult human
so
forearm.
All the way down, basically.
Yeah, dude, it was huge, bro.
Jesus Christ.
And she just yeets this into the crowd. And the people are, like, excited, like,
yeah.
Who the fuck wants this thing? I mean, all right, different strokes for different folks, whatever.
Oh, I get what you did there.
But I'm saying, like, good God. You're excited for. A fist.
That's supposed to be a sex toy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that can throw some people off.
I agree. Yeah.
But I kind of just accept it as the weird thing that happens there.
It's the eccentric part of that place.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like one of the selling points of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that, I mean, you have an experience when you go there.
Yeah.
It is a unique place and there isn't another place like it.
Yeah. Satisfying. Men or women's sexual fantasies
and music desires. Music's good. Years.
Music's yeah.
I've seen her sing there a couple of times. I think I've only ever been to Hannah's 3 or 4 times, but it's good. Always yeah, seen her there.
It's definitely
fantastic.
It's definitely interesting.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea that was actually Hannah of Humpin' Hannah's.
Yeah,
yeah. And What would you say one of the biggest downsides of the place?
It's fucking expensive.
Was it?
Yes.
It's expensive. I don't remember how much
it is. Spent expensive.
There. It's expensive.
Is it?
Two drinks, $20.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What the hell were you ordering?
The same thing that we'd order at all the other bars.
Yeah, it was in vodka.
No, it was Red Bulls. Red Bull vodkas.
Vodka Red Bull.
Yeah.
I don't remember how much we spent there. I think I bought drinks once there, but I don't remember. I never looked at it.
Yeah.
I just trust that like it'll work out in the end.
Let me look at my history because I think I did buy drinks there.
Mm-hmm, I think you did.
It was expensive. It's very expensive.
Yeah, pay for an experience.
But I think they make up the fact that they don't have a cover charge by raising the price of the drinks.
100%. Well, I mean, none of these places had a cover charge.
Well, yeah, but they also...
How many of those places had live music other than a DJ?
It's true.
Yeah.
Live music, they are actually throwing out products to the patrons.
What's the most expensive cover charge you've ever had?
Cover charge?
Yeah.
$10, I believe.
Most expensive for me was 20.
Jesus. Yeah, I would say $10, but I... Honestly, I don't remember very many places that had a cover charge.
Most expensive was the balcony's cover charge once.
That place does have a cover charge.
It does on occasion, yeah. Not always, but sometimes.
Yeah.
I've been there twice, and only once did I have a cover charge, and that's because it was, remember Noah?
Yeah.
His 21st? Yeah, that was when they were doing the drag show championship at that bar.
Jesus Christ.
And they had a $20 cover charge.
Good Lord.
I know.
I went there with Orlando, and one of our friends was having her birthday party.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, I think it was like a $2 cover charge or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was super
That's
cheap.
That's nothing.
Yeah. But, I mean, most places in the Boise area don't have cover charges.
No.
Unless, I wonder how, like, the, like, speakeasies are. Because we have a lot of speakeasies. Yeah.
We need to try that.
Yeah. Wow. I'd be down for that.
Should we actually dress for one once?
Yes.
Rather than rocking
Holy
our usual
shit.
Jeans and hoodie.
I spent $70 there.
What? At Hump and Handle?
Yeah.
Damn, bro. Oh,
for when we took up Diaz?
Yeah, when you took up Diaz.
Holy shit.
Oh, that wasn't the one I went to.
Yeah, that was the one.
That was with you.
Where we took Abe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you buy there?
I don't know.
I don't even remember what we drank there.
We were drunk.
Yeah, well, obviously. I never showed up to Hump and Hannah's and been like, first drink of the night. Same for Mulligan's.
Only waters for me.
Can I get a lemonade?
Yeah.
A water with a lemon in it.
$70?
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ.
What'd you buy, man?
I don't know.
Thank God it was his turn.
I know.
Sucker.
Fucking Christ, dude.
Well,
God. But yeah, Hama Hannah's is fucking expensive, okay? I'm not going to lie.
Probably it's a place with character.
Yeah, so like go definitely for the ambience. Don't go there to have a bunch of drinks.
No.
Yeah. Or do whatever drinks. The fuck you want. Last place, none other than Tom Graney's. It usually...
Hold on, did we say what our hardness scale was?
Oh, it was a 2.
Yeah, he didn't rate anything there.
What?
We just talked about how nice Hump and Hannah's was.
Yeah.
Hardness, 2? Yeah.
Hardness is a 2. The bathrooms, we didn't do a bathroom check on this one. But if I remember correctly, it was very average. It was
good luck finding it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for real. Yeah, that is actually
the
true.
Fucking
yeah,
maze.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can get lost in there pretty easily.
I remember where it is because we went and chilled there when one of you went.
Yeah. So yeah, the last place that we went to was Tom Graney's, and Tom Graney's usually, this is Tom Graney's upstairs. Mm-hmm. So Tom Graney's, for the people that don't know, has an upstairs and a basement, and they are. Technically the same place, but they have totally different vibes.
Yes.
Upstairs is classier. It's more of a cocktail bar. They have a lot of fine.
They play spirits classical
and
music
whiskeys
there too.
And yeah.
Actually, no. I'm
everything,
kidding,
everything's like hardwood,
yeah.
And It looks nice. It looks like a gentleman's watering hole, I would call it. Mm-hmm. And then downstairs is more club style. It's large, two large dance floors, DJ booths, wraparound bar kind of thing.
And damn, we must have been buzzed by this point because look at our notes. Dude, it was not very descriptive anymore.
Service is mid. It depends on who you get. That's because the lady that was serving us.
Me, at first, she was really nice.
Yeah.
And like we were like having a conversation and everything, so.
She was a good bartender.
Yeah.
And then the lady that served him was rude and actually short poured us.
Did she really?
Yeah. She didn't. You know how you have the little, like, ounce and 2 ounce little measuring cups? Mm-hmm. I watched her run out of the bottle and just add more ice. And yeah.
What a bitch.
And they didn't have. They didn't have.
Asshole.
They didn't have any more. What a bitch. They didn't have any more of that whiskey, so she just short poured us. And I told her, I was like, I think you might have short poured me there. And she's like, what? And I was like, I saw you not fill up the glass. Like, this is an expensive whiskey. It was Redbreast.
Yeah.
And I was like, I saw you not fully pour my drink. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, oh, whatever.
Fuck it. Just give it to me.
Yeah, just take my card. Just close me up.
I can't possibly care anymore.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not going to get anywhere fighting with you, so fuck it.
Oh, yeah, this is where we had our nice drinks, too. Yeah. This is where we spent the most money, too. But upstairs? That's all.
Upstairs, yeah.
But that's only because we were asking for, like, the nicer stuff.
Yeah.
That the bartender that served me. That was a poor choice of tequila she had.
Yeah, but she did give you precursor. She just started there in like a couple of weeks ago or some shit. Yeah, so my notes are your first note was service is mid, depends on how you get. They poured me light.
Music, it just says good music, good decor.
Good music, good decor.
Got some action.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Do you remember when we were there a long time ago and there was that lady at the bar?
Oh, I remember that. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're good.
That it was like a bridal party and that lady danced.
Oh,
on you.
Yeah. I forgot that happened.
Yeah, it was an older woman, too.
Yeah.
It was an older woman. And
well, was she hot?
Not that I remember.
Yeah. Average, I
guess. A dance is a dance.
A dance is a dance.
Yeah, and she danced with Orlando. It was funny.
It was great.
Was she one of those ladies where Juan would have been like, God, I bet she was fuckable back in the day.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Pretty good chance.
Yeah. Yeah, and then after that, it was great liquor selection. Chillest bar.
Yeah, we didn't write much.
Fucked up good, by that point.
I think so, dude.
Good
I think
potential.
Just to put it right.
Potential for a good crowd. 6 out of 10 hardness.
I don't know. That was Brady's. You. That must have been fucking you. There's no way that I get the 6.
I don't remember writing a 6 out of 10 hardness. That is like a fucking 2.
Yeah.
That is, or a 1, even.
Actually, yeah. I think it's a 1.
Yeah.
I don't like Tom Graney's. I don't like Tom Graney's upstairs. I don't like Tom Graney's downstairs.
Why?
Tom Graney's upstairs is too damn loud. It's so fucking loud, I can't even hear myself think. And you can't get away from it either. You're stuck around it the entire time. Havana's, I can listen to the music and have a great time, be like, all right, that's enough of that. And I can
I feel
walk
like
away.
All of them are just as loud.
Nah. Tom Graney's is obnoxious loud.
I think I agree with Orlando on this one.
he's like, fuck you. All I remember about Tom.
You're wrong. Like,
yeah, excuse me. You're wrong. Don't question me.
Fake news.
After that, sit down. Shut up.
Oh fuck.
I just don't like it. I always thought the music was too loud.
Yeah.
The service has just been whatever. The downstairs is like disorientingly like another fucking color.
You do. Whatever, you do have man. A point there.
Yeah.
It I just is, don't like it. The downstairs is kind of wonk.
Yeah, it's wonk. I don't like it. And I don't like the upstairs because it's loud, and it's not enough of any category for me to enjoy it.
It activates his tism.
It does. It does. It's straight up. I can't handle the loud music. I can handle it if I can get away from it, but I can't get away from it, so I don't like it.
Fair enough.
I drink at Heritage for a reason.
I agree with you. I like Heritage.
Hands down. Hands down, Heritage is better than probably all these bars.
Even like the Neurolux is quiet-ish.
I don't know. I don't like
Hop and Handles is pretty quiet outside of the main area.
Yeah, it's,
once you walk upstairs, it's or walk the weird or walk
fucking
back,
the room. Yeah. It's the weird room structuring.
Yep.
It's the Dr. Seuss of bars.
Yeah,
and then it constantly is fucking wonky and going all these weird ass directions. And stairs and shit.
But it's weird because it's so weird. When you're by the main stage, it's like fucking crazy loud.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go to the pool room right next to it, and you can have a conversation it's without quiet. Having to yell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Liquid, I can't remember. It's been too damn long.
It doesn't matter. Liquid is, to me, is, it is forgettable.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Even Mulligan's isn't that loud. Yeah. It can be somewhat loud, but it's not too loud. But I think Tom Grady's is way too fucking loud. Yeah. It activates the tism.
Yeah.
Ah, loud noise and get me away. I can't think. Get me out of here. I don't like that fucking place.
Oh, shit.
I'll go there if other people go there, but I'll never go there on my own.
Yeah. Fuck. Anyway, so we've drugged this cat around for long enough. Is there anything that you want to talk about before we wrap this up, Renato?
I guess in conclusion, the bar scene in downtown Boise is not very hard.
No.
No.
Not hard at all. You should not be afraid of walking into almost every bar there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's softer than... never mind, I was going to say something stupid. Will, anything you'd like to add before we wrap this up?
No, I think that wraps it up.
Okay. Well, I'm fucking happy to be back. I liked how we kind of pieced something together out of nothing, really.
Yeah, that was kind of nice.
Anyway, we had a guys,
good time doing it, yeah.
Yeah, we've had a great time. I like to think that this is going to be a good year for podcasting, a good year for us, and a good year for you guys. Hopefully, everything keeps going the way that it is, and we appreciate you coming back to listening and supporting the podcast. Thank you, Will, for coming.
Absolutely.
And, you know, having a couple beers with us and bullshitting. If there's nothing else that we have to add.
No, I'm fucking tired. I'm ready to go home.
All right, let's fucking wrap it up. Thank you, guys. We love you. And as always, be safe and stay thirsty. Mm-hmm.